Hi everybody, this is Terry Laundrie. We're going to do something a little bit different for this T3 Observations for Sunday, October 4th, 2009. I have a lot to talk about, and I did get another report of a inability to play audio after a restart of the computer, and I think maybe that the MP3 files might be too long for some people. So I've decided to break everything up, and I won't have everything in the logical order, but instead of having two long-winded discussions, I'm going to break it up into at least three, and keep an eye on what the file sizes are. Okay, as you can see in the print, we have a forecast. Low coming very soon. Intraday low of the S&P 500 at 2008 is likely. That's just we've got a market that's skittish. There's only two places it can bottom technically, or based on envelope theory, and that is at the 55-day moving average, the way I calculate it, or the which is the black line, or you have to go down to the green line. And because we're still in a bullish configuration according to the rest of the T's, which I will discuss later on, and the you can see from the chart, the first chart, that we have a low set, the 55-day mid envelope is at 1008. That's the number you look for. So that we expected you probably have carry through on Monday on the downside. You reach the 10,008 level on the cash S&P 500, and you turn up, and we go finish the rest of the forecast, which is a rally up to mid-October high. And that uses the ABC construction, which is in the second chart. And the reason this is all related and becomes rather interesting for discussion is that I actually got three emails that I'm trying to answer the questions that were posed by the readers. By the authors of those emails, and one of them was, which is the clever one, is could the projection of the mid-October peak, which I have, actually turn out to be a low? And the other one, which is the persistent thing for the Holy Grail type in T-theory, is it possible to project the new T's center post low? And when you mix that together, and then Debbie is doing the Breset cycles, and she starts coming up with a number around the 1008 S&P as a possible low based on Breset cycle work, which she's taking over. She's going to be setting up a website, which I will report on later. And there's sort of a convergence on a lot of ideas that I've had. And so the first chart that you see in the PDF file has got a bunch of things that say wrong T's on them. And what this relates to is the fact that since I discovered the time symmetry called T-theory in 73, I've known from all the examples and the ones since, you know, in the last 35 years, is that there's a right way to draw the T's, to take the time symmetry and put it on a chart, and you'll get the right answer, or approximately the right answer. And there's a wrong way to do it, because you'll end up with having a market low appear at the right time. Now the question is, this could be, could the mid-October projected high turn out to be an actual low? Is one of those little secrets that comes up in cycle theory. If you talk to Peter Eliades about cycles, you say, well, you know, Peter, what do you think? What's the problem? There's a problem with cycles. He says, yeah, I know. What happens is you go through the rhythmic cycles and you project a date as a high and it turns into a low. So what happened? Well, people like Peter, who've been doing this for four decades, Archcroft and so forth, they are aware of the problem that you can cause a rhythm of lows or highs to progress in a normal pattern, which gives you a certain degree of predictability, and then you find out that they invert over. And that problem may have prompted the question, because there is a question that if you come up with this artificial technique, which T-theory is, for a projection, and it says mid-October, how can you get rid of it? Well, that I know about that problem, okay? But the ABCD construction, which we use for the advanced decline T's, has always gotten rid of that problem from 1932 to the present. So we don't think it's a problem, but I understand what he's asking about. And there aren't any guarantees anyway, so you have to answer the question. Well, the second part of that one was is there a way to do it? Well, I do know from history that if you draw a T incorrectly, very often it projects the actual appearance of the next low. What happens is that you have a first decline in the oscillator, and it's a decline in momentum. For example, if you look on the chart, you'll see wrong T1. You come down from a momentum peak in the early part of December, and you get a low in sort of the middle of January and so forth. And you can say, okay, so it cut the downtrend line, just barely cut the downtrend line. Okay, so why isn't that a T? Well, it's called the wrong T because what you should have done is you should have drawn a cash buildup line, which is not shown in the chart, and waited patiently for the new T to develop, which requires some patience. If you draw the T the wrong way, you'll find out that you have a projected top date that comes out like about 4 days, 4 or 5 days earlier than the actual bottom. But it's not unusual to have that construction aim you because to approximate where the low is going to be, because what happens, it takes an equal amount of time for the curl over of the rally to fail and then come down to the low. So it's possible that is a way to look at just draw the cycle, draw the T the long way, and say it's going to, if the center post rally from the wrong T fails and you go to new lows, well, you start looking for the center post. You look for the important low, which is going to come in the early March period, time period here. Now, one of the things that if you do the theory of the envelopes, is that what we find out is that you see the envelopes in this chart. You have the red line at the top, the black line in the middle, and you have the green line on the bottom for lows. And an envelope theory is basically says that the market is quantized in level according to a conservation of energy, and that you either have all tops in a bull market are at the red line, that is up high, or all bear market declines end on the green line, which is down below. Sometimes you run into trouble on that. For example, if you look in October, you see the market crashed on the crisis news, okay, who went below. But then the channels adapted, and then by the time you get into November, you're hitting the green line pretty much on target for a low, and then by the time you get into early March, it's on the green line, and that adaptation is picking up the fact that there's a certain amount of energy, and you don't know what the dates are or anything like that, but you do have a price level. As long as nothing strange is going on with a crisis, and it doesn't appear to be any problem with a crisis here, because we still have long range T's going up, and Bernanke says the recession is over, so maybe he's right. So the question comes up, why wouldn't you just say, we'll use these envelopes with their energy constraint, and we don't worry if the cycles invert between their highs and lows, because it's an energy conservation, and it does not matter whether the cycles, as long as the cycles have not changed amplitude, they can switch their highs to lows. But the envelopes are clever enough to know that on a conservation of energy basis, you can't make something out of nothing, and therefore normal envelope theory works. And normal envelope theory says that in a bull market, the black line is a correction low. Okay, so we can use the fact that the wrong T can project a bottom and then check it against the envelopes, and that is how you find the market low. Okay, so you look at long T number two. You have an oscillator low starting from the peak in March. You go down to early to mid, little bit earlier than mid May. You draw the wrong T two, and you look and you see and you get a projected bottom date, which is close to the early July low. Then you go to wrong T number three, and you have a top, a decline. You have that rally that comes up into September. It then peters out. That's the mystery T top. It curls over, and it's dropped down to new lows. And so what you say is, okay, wrong T number two, three, is saying that we're basically arrived at the low, but we have the problem that we're not down to the black line yet. And according to T theories, in the envelope version, You only get two stable points. One is the red line, which we topped out at the mystery tee top. The other one is the black line. And yet we seem to be very close to the time for the reversal. So I would assume that Monday they're going to go down and they hit the intraday low. And see that it says 55-day mid-envelope is 1,008. That's the cash price. Look for it and turn it up. And then we go on to the other things. Bye-bye.